top the $158 million facility since 2022, with the terminal welcoming more than 100 cruise ships each year. In a letter to Melbourne-based Allens Patent and Trademark Attorneys, IP Australia Trademark Assessor Anita Hodge said that there was, quote, insufficient grounds for acceptance of the trademarks. A Port of Brisbane spokesperson said in a statement to the Brisbane Times that they do not foresee any changes in the branding of the Brisbane International Cruise Terminal.
Local peanut processors Crumptons is set to buy the Peanut Company of Australia's assets from the Bigger Group. This comes after Bigger announced in July that it would conduct a phased shutdown of the PCA operations in Kingaroy and Tolga over the next 18 months, blaming annual operating losses of $5 million to $10 million per year. The buyout has been celebrated by Queensland peanut farmers. Tolga peanut farmer Richard Standen had this to say to 4ZZZ.
This is a terrific outcome for Tolga. The North Queensland peanut industry is one of the oldest industries on the tablelands and needed to be supported, and it's great that a Queensland company, family company like Crumptons, has come in and helping the family growers of the Atherton tableland.
Crumptons will take over the Tolga assets in December to support the intake of Atherton tableland growers, while the Kingaroy site will be handed over to the Crumptons next June. Sony Crumpton from G. Crumpton & Sons said, quote, the acquisition of these assets will allow us to better serve Australian peanut growers in all regions moving forward. We will soon be in discussions with the peanut growers regarding the upcoming season, end quote.
In national news, Nepalese communities in Sydney and Melbourne took the streets holding vigils for those killed in the protests across Nepal. In a statement, the Nepalese Health Ministry said 30 people have died and over 1,000 people have been left injured since the unrest began. More than 1,000 people were in attendance at Federation Square in Melbourne, showing their support for the anti-corruption movement and condemnation of the violence that has erupted. The protests began following the Nepalese government's social media ban, blocking platforms such as Instagram, TikTok, and WhatsApp. The ban further fueled tensions between the Nepalese youth and the government over high unemployment, wealth inequity, and corruption. Ram Gurung from the Nepalese Association of Victoria said, quote, many political leaders do whatever they wanted. It's a total disaster and out of control. Now the young generations woke up and they want change.
A group of Labor MPs, including newly elected members from both the left and the right factions of the party, have been privately urging the government to adopt a climate target within the range set by the Climate Change Authority. The new 2035 target set by the authority is expected to be between 65 and 75% through factors like global instability. The election of the LNP government here in Queensland may result in a lower target. The federal government has tempered expectations ahead of the announcement, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese stating, quote, it's not just a matter of plucking figures out of the air. We want to make a decision that is achievable, end quote. Under current projections, Australia is expected to cut emissions by 51% by 2035. Whilst the target is in the range of the 50 to 60%, would align with business groups including the Business Council of Australia. Other groups, including some Pacific Island nations, are lobbying for a more ambitious target.
In international news, Brazil's Supreme Court has found former President Jair Bolsonaro guilty of plotting a military coup for his attempt to overturn his 2022 election loss. On Thursday, a majority of judges voted to convict Bolsonaro on all five charges presented, including being part of an armed criminal organization and attempting to violently abolish democracy. The judges will deliver the sentencing on Friday once all have voted. Bolsonaro faces up to 40 years in prison, 12 years after the coup charge alone.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a brisk and breezy, though not quite like yesterday's gale. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 24 today. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach a 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.